Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 78, Sword Making, the Improvement Process Explained. Most people don't understand the improvement process and this holds them back. The analogy of sword making is one of the most effective analogies that helped me, and I'll share that in today's episode. For this one, we'll split it into three parts. We have the transformative element, the time element, and the neutrality element. All will make sense by the end. But we'll start off with the transformative element, first of all, which is explaining the sword-making process. So, if you've followed me on Instagram for a while, you'll see that I have different principles of progress that I follow. Things like playing the long game, checking the ego, chasing the small gains, consistency and intent, etc. And they're all just principles that I've got from following high achievers in different areas of life going back like 10 years. And they all had these similarities. And because you could just take them and flip them and that person will not be successful. Like playing the long game, which is taking a long-term view. If you just take a short-term view, you're not going to get anywhere. And if like you go the opposite of chasing the small gains, which is just going for little tiny improvements, if you're just trying to get massive improvements in something really quickly, is that going to happen? No, and you're going to drop off. So I've always been very interested in that, just analysing people and seeing like how are people successful, how do they become successful in their different fields, and you'll see a lot of the similar themes coming up and principles that they share. So this was one crucial analogy that helped me understand the improvement process even more, and all the principles are kind of intertwined into this analogy, which is why I love it, and a lot of people I follow use it too. So I think I came across this first through Tim Kennedy. I think he had a video called like Relentless where he went through this process, and John Danaher talks a lot about it as well. So if you're not aware how swords are made, it's a longer process than you would think, but the main points of it is you're taking useless pieces of metal and you're putting them into the furnace, taking it out, hammering it. You've probably seen this little part in certain movies, and then it's going back in, and then it's coming back out, it's getting hammered more, it's going back in, and a repetitive process that goes on. It could be weeks, could be months, could be years for certain specific swords. But as Tim Kennedy would say, like, it's this relentless process. It's not putting it in one, taking out, hammer it, and it's done. Hundreds of times, thousands of times, tens of thousands of times that this has to happen over and over and over again until the sword is slowly being forged through this process. And he used that analogy because he was talking about training. Danaher uses it because he's talking about how you get better at jiu-jitsu. But it's just the improvement process. It's just this relentless process coming into the furnace, out of the furnace, getting hammered. And it just has to go through that process for a long, long, long time until eventually we have the sword at the end of it. And the line that I loved, don't know, did I say this? Did someone else say this? But I wrote in a newsletter, is that at the end of the process, what was once a useless lump of metal has now become a deadly sword with a purpose. And I think that's a beautiful way to put it, because that's how I felt on my journey too. And for this analogy, to me, my shed at home, where I just finally got my parents to clear it out like 6-7 years ago, started making my own home gym, like hanging up the rings first of all, building out a home gym from there, that was my furnace. That's how I thought of it. I'm like, this is my furnace. I'm that useless lump of metal now, was lots of chronic pains and injuries, very weak, very skinny. I've been in that furnace in and out for 6 years, and now I'm, you know, handstand push-up, nearly doing one arm chin-ups, like I'm hitting all these goals that younger me wouldn't have thought was possible. But how have I done it? I've basically followed the improvement process of the sword making. So that's an analogy that's really stuck with me. And even it still motivates me sometimes when it could be Christmas, the shed is freezing, the dojo, as me and my friends would call it. But yeah, the shed could be freezing. I don't want to go out there. You don't even have to put on like a hat and a jacket when I'm warming up. But that's what I'm thinking. I remind myself of this sometimes. And it's time to go back out into the furnace again and keep sharpening the sword. So that's the transformative element. Yeah, like I'm saying, once you understand that, a lot of the principles will make sense, like playing the long game, checking the ego, chasing small gains. Like, it's all intertwined into how they actually build those swords. So to move on to the second one then, the time element. This was back in my mind again recently because I was watching a John Danaher interview, and one of his students got their black belt. So it was Helena, I think it's his first girl black belt. And she just won the world championships. I think she's not even 18. I think she's like 17. So again, she's hitting the heights. Incredible achievement. And he didn't just give her her black belt. He also gives his high-level students a blade or a sword so that they can remember these things. And that every time they look at the sword, they'll understand the process of how they've done this and how they need to keep following that process as well and not just think, oh, I've made it now that I have my black belt. So he gives them the blade as a reminder of the time that it took. And it's linking in, obviously, with the process of making swords. And I'll take the line that he said from the podcast. He says, I want to instill in them the idea that knowledge and skill with hard work can change you from something unremarkable to something truly remarkable. And again, it's going back to what I'm saying about the kind of useless lump of metal to a deadly sword with a purpose. But Danaher really just wants to emphasize the time element of it. And those special blades that he's getting, they're the ones that are taking the years to make as opposed to, let's say, weeks. And the final one then, the neutrality element. This is a part that Danaher said in the podcast too. And he would say that the blade is neutral. Like, the blade isn't good, the blade isn't bad. The blade is whatever the person who wields it decides it to be. You know, and I thought that was a really good way to say it as well. Like, as he was saying, it can be used to save innocent lives or it can be used for murder. And that's the way that he thinks of the martial arts. You know, it can be used to save people, it can be used for bad reasons. And the line that I took down where he said, increases in power tend to manifest more clearly who you already are. How you choose to use this power you have been given. So I think that's a fitting way to kind of end the process is, once you understand that process, you see what needs to be done, you'll start following that in different areas of your life. And we'll say for the fitness side of it, getting bigger, getting stronger, getting more mobile, getting fitter. And if you're doing martial arts as well, which you probably know I'm a big advocate of, about becoming capable. Once you start to follow the improvement process, you start to become capable, you start to go from the useless lump of metal to the deadly sword with a purpose, up to you to decide what that purpose is going to be then. And that's where obviously all the values and other things I talk about come into play. And like for myself, I'm big on an analogy that Tim Kennedy had. Like, there's three types of people, the sheep, the wolves and the sheepdog. And the wolves prey on the sheep, but it's up to the sheepdogs to protect the sheep from the wolves. And that's the way that I view it as well. I've used and will continue to use the strength of martial arts to protect other people and to use it for the right reasons. So hopefully that analogy is helpful to you. It was very helpful to me to get a bigger picture on the process of improvement. And very inspiring as well. Like I'm saying, each time I'm kind of struggling to go out to the dojo, there'll be different things that'll get me going. But this kind of, that process of sword making is one, yeah, that always has inspired me over the years. So we'll leave it there. So on the in-person coaching, this is at Brazier Jiu-Jitsu in Inchicore every Saturday. So I got a mobility class going on there, 11:30, 12:30. And then Jiu-Jitsu is 12:45 to 2 p.m. So that's a sparring session. If you're interested in either of those, just DM me. So at Guy Who Didn't Settle on Instagram or else guywhodidn'tsettle@gmail.com. You can send me an email. I can get you a trial class to both of those. For the online coaching, there's the Physical Freedom Program. That's to help you overcome chronic pain and injury, all the way up to S&C as well, aiming for your athletic potential. And the self-guided programs in there with the group call, or else if you want the one-to-one Physical Freedom Program one-to-one, you can see the information for that as well through the link. Anything else? Yeah, look, follow Rate the Podcast. If it's on Spotify, it only takes 2 clicks. I think there's 10 reviews in there now. And if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe. It's the best way to support the channel. Yeah, I think that's it. So yeah, I was at a stag last weekend. Jesus, so I was getting back into the training. The process of improvement, yeah, I had to go through all that again, remind myself. It's hard to get back into it after these things, but yeah, I've done a good training week this week now. Had the double session yesterday, the one-arm chin-up training, get back into that after 6 weeks off, because with the jiu-jitsu competition that I did recently, I didn't want to risk getting elbow tendonitis. So yeah, double session yesterday, going to have a rest day today, and we'll get some training tomorrow again. Cool, so that's it. So don't settle, live true to yourself. We'll talk to you next week.